So what does it mean to be a Rams cheerleader? It means so many things. The person who gets to wear this uniform and represent this team, they have to encompass a love for what they do and the sport. They have to be personable. The uniform is famous, and it has to be put on a spectacular person. So whomever is fortunate enough and talented to be able to make this team, they're going to have an amazing experience, and they're going to get to wear one of the most fantastic and well-represented branded uniforms in the NFL. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angela King Designs, headquarters in San Antonio, Texas. I'm standing in our showroom. Behind me are some of the outfits we do for our NFL clients. You'll notice we've got some strong branding of NFL teams behind us, and one of the strongest is the Los Angeles Rams. I have worked with the Rams for 20 years. We have worked with their uniforming, spreading their branding out among all their uniform pieces. Working with Keely has been fabulous because she has a foresight for what the team needs, what the fans want, and how they're going to be able to take their team image and bring it forward. And I'm just fortunate to be able to work with such an amazing organization.
It's been really exciting to be here with Angela King Designs. This is my first trip in. And we've worked together so long, it's been a lot of fun to see the process and how everything has always come together. We always end up seeing the end product, we see the designs, but this actually helps me see and visualize better the end product. Our uniform is very, very special. Throughout the league, we are probably the most recognized uniform, having the horns on the sleeves, and we've had it for quite a while now. Our horns are significant. So seeing the uniform here getting made, starting with the horns, is a really, really special project. Coming out to our first game in Los Angeles out of the Coliseum, we're really, really excited to share our signature uniform with the fans of Los Angeles. We're not changing anything. We're actually keeping our same uniform that we've had for the past few years, and we're very excited to share that with the LA fans. Can I have your attention, please?
The Rams are sharing the Coliseum with USC, so why not hold the first round of the Rams cheerleading auditions on the Trojan campus? This is where first impression counts. Today is about displaying your best dance skills, showcasing poise, and standing out from the crowd.
We have almost 400 candidates today, so they check in. We'll do a short warm-up. They'll do across the floor, and then we'll eliminate from there, go on to round two.
Well, I cheered for the Rams this past season. I fell in love with the whole organization, all the experiences I got to make as a rookie this season, and I wasn't ready to give that up yet. So I booked my flight to LA, and I was ready to try my challenge out here.
It's definitely so nerve-wracking. I mean, we've come here where the nerves are up already, and then we learn a combination, and we're about to go across the floor, and it's really exciting, but you're also super nervous because there's so many girls, so much good talent here.
I've been preparing for this for weeks, and I'm really excited that the Rams are now in LA, and I'm ready for this first round of auditions.
I'm the reigning Miss California. I've been a professional dancer for over 7 years, so I'm completely prepared for this moment. I've worked with John Peters, the choreographer, before. This is my hometown. This is my home state, so I'm 100% ready.
Good. Everyone spread out. First couple A counts showed basic kicks. I'm already seeing people doing the right thing by lifting, smiling, performing.
Yes. Yes, thank you. No, thank you for coming.
I can't even describe how excited I am, especially to be the first person. I hope I set the bar right. My adrenaline is so high right now, and I'm just so excited. Yes! First wristband.
Go Rams!
Go Rams!
So it was a great experience. It's been a while since I've been out for a team, so even just jumping back in is a lot of fun.
It's like really nerve-wracking, but it's really exciting at the same time. And you kind of try to go out there and put it all on the floor. Whatever happens, happens.
I got cut, but next time.
Unfortunately, I got cut. You know, that's okay. I mean, there are always going to be more years. You know, people are often so shy to audition. And, you know, if you take your life and you look at things and you say, ooh, I don't really want to do that out of failure, out of fear, out of scared of being, like, losing, you're not going to live your life. So give your best shot.
I just went across the floor. It was the first audition of the day, and I got through the first round. So I'm so excited.
Easier now that we've made that first cut. Congratulations to everybody for making it this far. Here is where we step it up.
In the first round of Rams cheerleading auditions, we took the numbers that we had here, and I taught them a basic across the floor technique combination. It entails all the technical elements that a Rams cheerleader would need to have in their basic form for them to make it through an entire season and to be able to dance the routines that we do throughout the entire season. So I think we cut it in about half. In this next round, I'm going to be teaching them a routine that's more like what we would be doing at a sideline or a timeout or a halftime performance.
Hold one, two, three, four. Give me up, down, up, down. Double time.
I did the best I could. I put everything on the floor. It was so much fun. I'm like still shaking with adrenaline, but it was just a great experience, and I'm just so blessed to be here.
It was absolutely amazing. Just having the opportunity to be around so many talented, beautiful, dynamic women, it just pushed you to be your best.
Choreographer taught us an entire routine, and I've tried out for as many teams as you can think of, and it's unheard of to learn a whole routine that you perform on game day in one day, in one round. So he really put us to the test.
The first time I performed it, I felt a little bit shaky. I had a little slip up, but then I caught back on. They let us do it again, so I definitely redeemed myself, and I was able to show the judges that I did know the choreography.
I get emotional because I've been on that side. I've auditioned many a times, not made a lot of teams, not made a lot of things. So for me, it is personal. It's emotional, so I do feel for everyone. But I am grateful that they all came out today.
That they will perform at the final audition. Today is just day one of rehearsals. They have just under 2 weeks to perfect this dance before they perform it in front of a live audience at the LA Forum.
First and foremost, congratulations.
I had to pinch myself because I really didn't believe it was my name on there. And I got texts before I actually checked the email. Everyone's like, oh my God. I'm like, wait, oh my God, I didn't make it, or oh my God, I am on that list. So I was really excited and I started crying.
I was relieved and I was so excited. And I think it's that excitement of having that yes to an opportunity. So it was just pure joy. And then I found a lot of girls that I was friends with made the team. So it just made you want it even more because you wanted to be on a team where there's so much sisterhood.
So there's a lot of history going into what we're doing right now. So it's extremely exciting.
You know what? What's really exciting is from the preliminary to a few days later at our first rehearsal tonight, I know the girls have done their homework. They've been practicing the routine and it's night and day. They're not nervous as much as they were when they first learned it and had to perform for us. So their energy, we're really actually getting a good glimpse of them of what they could look like on the sidelines at a Rams game.
Again, like I emphasized on Saturday, we are not looking for diva soloists, we are looking for team players. So if I make corrections on you, don't take it personally. Take it that I'm trying to help you be the absolute best.
They definitely pump up the volume. This room is full of very talented women, so everyone kind of has to dance down pat now. So you're able to kind of add your own little personal touch, and girls really, really brought it. So, you know, it encouraged you, but it also kind of made you be like, let me go out there and do what I got to do to show these judges that I'm worth a spot on this team.
So today, to me, all the candidates look very different than what they did on Saturday. I think maybe the material sinking in, cleaning it up a little bit with John has made a huge difference.
So this style of dance is really great because it touches on all aspects of what a pro team should dance like. So you have your technique, you have your funky hip-hop, and you have your palm, and you have that whole NFL vibe, which is really special. So it's kind of nice to have a little variety of everything and not just be stuck to one specific style.
Letting that choreography sink in for a couple of days. Maybe a girl doesn't learn quite as fast as maybe some of the other ones do, but she went home and practiced and she came looking really polished and really great. She could really shine and perform. There are absolutely candidates coming out of the woodwork that kind of noticed on the preliminary day, really noticing them tonight.
As a collective group, I love where we are today with 66. There is so much talent in this room. The hard part is for the judges on April 17th.
There are only 3 rehearsals left until the big show. In addition to the rehearsals, each finalist will have a formal interview with the judges prior to the final audition. It's going to be a busy 2 weeks for these hopefuls, but once they hear their name called out on April 17th, it'll all be worth it.
It's the night everyone has been waiting for, the final auditions. We're here on stage at the Forum in Inglewood, California. And tonight, 65 finalists will have a question and answer session, a swimsuit portion, and of course, a dance performance. Those scores, mixed with the scores from their formal interview and rehearsals, will determine who will be the next Los Angeles Rams cheerleader. Now, before they take the stage, they have to be stage ready.
Such a long process that I think we're all eager to just get it done, but everyone for the most part is just extremely focused, so we're ready.
Right now we're getting our makeup done by Mirabella, our sponsor, and just making sure we get a lot of cheeks, bronzer and blush, because the lights are so harsh on us out there and the audience is so far away, so hopefully they can see our faces really well.
The build-up to this night has been intense because everything is coming down to this night. So now it's just time to go out there and perform and show the judges, you know, what you got.
Getting ready to move. You all look amazing. Good
luck, guys. Good luck.
Without further ado, let's meet the finalists for the 2016 Los Angeles Rams Cheerleading Squad.
Dean,
my name is Gary.
My name is Shelby.
My dream vacation I actually just took.
Greatest achievement to date would definitely be getting first in my NBA championship dance team.
Anishay, I know you're here today, and I would give anything in the world if I make this team for you to have your chance.
It was exciting. I'm so excited that I was up there and, you know, excited to answer the question. I got the which fad would you keep away and which fad would you bring back?
Well, the fad that I think that should come back is definitely poodle skirts. They're so cute and you can dance in them.
It's so exciting to be able to do this. This opportunity is an amazing thing. So now I have to put on my swimsuit and I'm even more excited for that.
I'm actually feeling comfortable right now because we got the question and answer portion over. So now I think just having fun and performing, and I think that's what all the ladies are really looking forward to now.
I'm really excited to get out there and strut my stuff in my bikini.
Victoria's Secret model. Dream come true. I wish I had a pair of wings because I was just living. I want to do it again.
I think we all just had so much fun just being able to let loose, and the music was really, really good, so I had a really great time. Super excited for the dance portion. I think that out of everything, it's the one thing we've been practicing the most, so I'm excited to finally show them my talent and give it my all.
One thing that each and every one of us are so excited for is this moment right here, to be able to dance, let it all out, show everybody what we've been doing, and just have fun.
Really practiced so much and just put so much time into this and energy, and I feel confident and ready.
We have to just leave everything we have out on the floor, and now it's up to the judges.
When they tell you about themselves and what they represent, really paying attention to that, because, I mean, they're beautiful women. You get mesmerized with how they look and what they're supposed to look like, but you have to remember that they're only going to dance one day a week. The rest of those days, they have to carry around the brand of being a Rams cheerleader.
We are waiting to hear who the final squad is, and you know, these girls are so amazing. We've worked so hard together. Getting to know these girls, I feel like my sisters already. This feels like a team already.
This is the good luck draft.
Yeah. 3 minutes, ladies.
Are you ready to meet your 2016 Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders? Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce you to number 514, Sativa.
Number 501, Brandy W.
502, Andy.
Number 547, Justine.
I made the team. I'm so ecstatic. The personalities that they picked are like of the nicest girls ever, and I'm just so happy and I'm so honored. Like, this jacket means more to me than anything right now.
Gut wrenching. Absolutely. My stomach was in my throat. I couldn't breathe. When they called my number, it was all I could do to just stay standing, pretty much.
Well, first I looked to make sure it was my number, and then I was like, is that my name? And then I just ran through. Like, I wanted to hug everyone because we've all worked so hard to get to this point, and then just walking across the stage, I was holding back tears.
The inaugural year, the Rams are back in LA. It's going to be an amazing year, so there's a lot of excitement.